Welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, I said it last night, another big 3 points out of league play and on the road. Being on the road isn't an easy feat. Talk about your team's play last night.
Oh, you're exactly right, Kelly. You know, it just doesn't matter who you're playing. When you're on the road, it's always, you know, your opponents just can present some really significant challenges. And you know, St. Cloud's unique, and they play in an Olympic-size venue, so that's something you don't see very often. And you're playing a team, obviously, that's scratching and clawing for every point they can get. So yeah, I was just really, really proud of the group's effort last night. Just I thought we had just an overall really solid effort. It was a complete team game. All facets, you know, particularly our penalty kill was outstanding when they had to be late in the game. You know, we got scoring from multiple lines. And the biggest thing was we held them to 12 shots. And one of the more impressive stats was they only had 4 attempts in the second period. So, you know, if you can do that, you know, you're going to give yourself a really good chance to be successful.
Probably one of my favorite things watching your team out there last night was being able to see the team speed. From your perspective, how happy were you about your team's speed out there on that ice?
Yeah, well, we talked about it. We talked about trying to take advantage of it. There's definitely more room out there. There's more probably going to give you more time to make plays. But the key is to have your feet moving. And we're a team that can get up and down the ice. And we mentioned it's not 4 players standing and watching one. It's everybody involved. I thought our transition game was really effective, picking up loose pucks in the D zone and just taking off and getting up the ice, and definitely something we want to try to do again today.
Your team's had to battle back from deficits as of late, but it shows the character of this team, doesn't it?
It does. It's not something you want to continually do. You know, it's one of our goals is to, you know, you want to score first, especially against good goalies like you're facing here at St. Cloud State. But again, we've been in the position, and you know, there's never any kind of panic on the bench. It's just the next shift up. Let's, you know, I've loved the response. I love the response last night when they tied it at 2, and you know, we came right back within under a minute to regain the lead. So definitely something we always talk about, the importance of every shift, whether we score or our opponent score. That next shift is really, really important.
Lauren Bench didn't see a lot of action, only seen 12 shots. Do you worry that a goalie gets cold at that point?
Well, it's not an easy game to play. We talked about that. Just you know, you're going through long periods where you're not seeing a whole lot. But you know, it wasn't. I mean, there was definitely the play was in our zone. You know, teammates did a nice job of you know, blocking shots and kind of preventing St. Cloud from getting shots. Shots were missing the net, so it wasn't like she was just standing there. But the biggest thing was she, you know, when it was a 2-2 game in the third or second period, she came up with a huge save on a breakaway, pretty much from the far blue line in. So that was gave the bench a boost, and you know, I think from her perspective, gave her a big boost of confidence as well.
Haley Mack back out on the ice last night, and she's had St. Cloud State's number this year. 5 of her 6 goals she scored have been against the Huskies. I asked her, and I got an honest answer back, why that was the case, and she said, I don't know.
Yeah, you know, I think she's had pretty good success her entire career, you know, against them. So we know she's a goal scorer, and just having her back in the lineup is it was great to see, and for her to have the impact she did was you know, that much more special. So you just never know. You know, you're coming off a second injury like she, you know, basically the same injury. So you never know mentally how a player is going to react and respond. But I thought she looked like her old self right off the bat, and scoring that goal was big.
Your penalty kill, 3 for 3 last night. Do you have to change anything on your special teams when you're playing on Olympic size ice?
Yeah, they just have to be aware you can't be quite as aggressive and get too extended, because there is so much more space. You know, our group does such a great job of reading when they can be aggressive. If our opponent's back is to them and they're fumbling with the puck, then you want to be really aggressive. If they're standing there looking at you, you don't want to be. And so you're kind of going about halfway. But it's just being, you know, having really active sticks and you know, having an awareness of what our opponents are trying to do. Those are all really big factors, and I thought our kill yesterday was huge, and one of the key ones was that one right at the end of the game.
What is going to be a key to getting a win here, especially on a Saturday?
You know what, we know they're going to be better. It's their senior day. There's just all that goes into that, but the bottom line is we got to just come out. You know, we talked about being relentless in our meeting this morning. continue to play with the same passion and energy that we displayed, but just be relentless. Just every shift, come over, that line coming over the boards, just keep putting pressure on St. Cloud. And, we got a great opportunity if something happens elsewhere on the league, we could wind up seeing ourselves in a spot we've been battling for quite a while. So that's what's out there. That's what we're playing for. And I got a feeling that the group's gonna go out there and give it their best to try to attain that. And that's all we can ask.
Well, I know you mentioned it last night. If this team was motivated to get past that Saturday slump, you guys are 2 points behind Duluth. They play Wisconsin. I know the Badgers are hungry to stay up there in the top. That's motivation enough, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's right there for us. And we just, we can't control anything else. All we can control is ourselves. And let's go out there and give ourselves the best chance to be successful.
Coach, good luck. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.